This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras has unveiled its 2026 program. There's more than 80 events over 20 days celebrating connection, creativity, and pride right across the city, from the iconic parade to Fair Day and a wave of fresh new events. It's already shaping up as one of the biggest festivals in the country. And Jessie Matheson is the interim CEO of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Jessie, after launching the program, what's the mood like behind the scenes?
The mood is ecstatic. We are very excited. We've got, I know you said 80, but we've got over 100 now.
Oh, wow.
More of them coming in every day.
That's amazing. So there's a brand new theme, isn't there, leading into the festival? Tell us about that.
So our theme for 2026 is Ecstatica. So we surveyed over 200 community members and also interviewed a number of close Mardi Gras members as well. And what came out of those that research was that what Mardi Gras really gave people was a sense of joy and connection and community. So we have, of course, taken that word joy and dialed it up to a million and come to Ecstatica. That's what Mardi Gras gives to the community each year.
I love the word Ecstatica. Now, you mentioned already 100 events packing the program. I suppose, what are the headline moments that stand out at the moment for you?
So we've, of course, got our signature events. You know, the parade is one of my favourite events. It changed my life, and I really encourage everyone to come along and either march or watch it. You can watch it at our Taylor Square viewing area, which is Glitter Club. We can see all the action up close and personal. Of course, Fair Day is one of my favourites as well, where we really have the whole community gather in one place in Victoria Park. There's drag king games, there's doggy woods, there's karaoke, and there's amazing performances on the main stage as well. We've got a new event called Black Cherry, which is being held at the National Arts School, and this is for the trans and gender diverse community. It's going to be really a night of heat, artistry, and it's all about reclaiming those moments in life that trans and gender diverse people might miss out on, because they might, transition later in life. We've also got, as part of the program, the 33rd Mardi Gras Film Festival, which will showcase queer cinema from around the world. I'm really excited for that program to be launched very soon. So again, we're going to be adding a lot more to the program as time goes on.
We're chatting with Jessie Matheson about the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras 2026 program and what's in store for next year's celebration. Jessie, there's something about your first Mardi Gras, isn't there, that is unforgettable? Tell us about yours.
Sure. So my first Mardi Gras was when I was 15. I actually lived in Byron Bay, had a bit of a difficult time in high school. So my family packed up the house and the car, and we went to, came to Sydney. And, I went to 2010, which is a fantastic community organization that takes care of young LGBTIQ+ people. And they offered the opportunity to march in the Mardi Gras. And I had never really watched it. I didn't quite know what it was at the time. Of course, I rocked up, and it was really the first time that I saw the community in all its beauty, and that I realized that I was not alone, that I was part of a much larger community that was just waiting for me to, come out and embrace it. And they embraced me. And, everything that we do is to make sure that people have those moments of inclusion, that we call the inclusion spark. Where you have that same sort of moment where you realise, you are a part of something much bigger.
It's so powerful, isn't it? I remember being at my first Mardi Gras and ringing my parents and telling them. but they were so excited and they wish they were there with me. What a nice response.
Well, my mum was with me, actually. Oh. She marched with my auntie in P Flag, which is the float just behind us. And, you get out of a march that is quite loud and can be quite overwhelming. And she was, you know, very overwhelmed, I think, to know that her son, had a whole community behind him and was going to be supported and loved. And, that was a real turning point, for our relationship, me coming out quite young, really brought us together. So, if you're going to march for the first time, bring mum along.
I agree. And I suppose that's an aspect that you don't necessarily think of. It could be quite comforting for supportive parents, knowing that there is a whole community and seeing, being visible and seeing that community as well.
Absolutely. You know, when I came out, my nan, who we were very close with, when she was younger, it was a crime, and so she sort of had that perspective. Of course, she was never homophobic in that sense, but just, I guess, her growing up, that's how she thought of it. So it was a bit of a shift in her mindset, and I guess my parents' mindset too, because they didn't have much proximity with any other gay people in their lives. So it is a moment to see that there are parents, there are young people, there are adults, there are people in emergency services, there are people in the government. We exist in the world. I think it's a very important moment for people who might not have any LGBTIQA+ people in their lives to see that there's a huge community of people who are loving and embracing and just want to live a life of freedom and happiness.
I'm thinking, Jesse, too, there's a lot of visitors, I assume, coming from overseas. I imagine for a lot of people, particularly from the US, for example, it would be such a relief to see support around you on such a grand scale as well. What do you reckon?
Absolutely. So we see around 400,000 people come to Sydney each year. And certainly in this point in time, Sydney is a safe haven when you compare it to what's happening over in the US and also parts of Europe as well. So we are very lucky where we are. There's still progress to be made, of course. Part of that research I mentioned earlier on, what kept coming up was safety, the need to feel safe when people come to Mardi Gras. And we took that as people seeing what is happening overseas and getting concerned about safety. So we're really focusing on safety this year. We've launched a new app, which has been released, and you can find it on the App Store or the Google App Store. And we've actually are going to be launching a number of safety features in the App Store, Mardi Gras app, to allow people to contact emergency services, to have a communication channel with people that they might be going to events with. Again, just adding on more layers to make people feel really safe and comfortable when they're coming to what is actually one of the largest events in the country.
We're chatting with Jesse Matheson about the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras 2026 program. Jesse, now the program's been expanded to showcase grassroots and emerging queer artists. Why is that so important to the festival's identity?
So every year we have our signature events, which are much loved, like the parade and laneway and fair day. But there's actually over 100 events in that festival. And this year we really want to shine a light on those community organizations, those community venues and creatives that are putting on small events or large events. So within our Mardi Gras Plus program, that is where the bulk of the events are. And it's everything from sports groups doing tryouts to art classes to boxing. And a number of talks as well, or even just small picnics. We really want people to explore the breadth of the community. When you think about Fair Day, you go there and you see that there are so many different organizations. When you go to the parade, there are, again, so many different community groups that are coming together. Those groups exist beyond the parade and Fair Day. They are working each and every day in our community. And Mardi Gras is an opportunity for them to put on something different or something special. And we're really encouraging everyone to go out and explore the program, explore these organizations. You might just find a new friend, a new family. you might find a new organization that you actually want to be a part of as well. So really encourage people to jump on the app and have a scroll through and see what, I guess, tickles your fancy.
Jesse, for those of us not in Sydney, we want to get organized pretty early, don't we? Where's the best place to see the program, get all the information that we need?
So you can hop onto our website, which is mardigras.org.au. But even better, download the Mardi Gras app and have a scroll through there. It's very easy to use. You can also, you know, search the map to see what's happening near you. So if you're booking your accommodation, you can plan accordingly. If you want to be in the mix of where the parties are, where sort of the art shows are, or close to Victoria Park, or close to the parade as well. That is the best place. You can also find all the links to the tickets on the app as well. And we've gone on sale today, and it's been a really fantastic response from community, and really encouraging people to get behind all these amazing events this year.
Jesse, Sam in South Melbourne says, I took my mum to her first Mardi Gras last year. It was an unforgettable experience. It's about taking your mum, isn't it?
That's it. That's what the whole parade's about. you know, we at Mardi Gras say that, you know, our internal motto is that we change lives. And we know that because everyone who works here has had their life changed. And it is moments like that where you are, you know, whether it's by yourself or whether it's with a friend or a family member, that it really can change your life. So, you know, it's more than the glitz and the glamour, which we all know and love, and that's very important. But it is really a moment of radical inclusion, of getting really involved in community. And it can set you up for a lifetime of volunteering with similar organizations or even with Mardi Gras, and set you up for a lifetime of excitement and exploration within a community.
Ella in Abbotsford says, the first time I saw my flag flying down Oxford Street, tears. I mean, it's pretty powerful, isn't it, when you do see yourself represented there?
Absolutely. You know, I've been going to the Mardi Gras since I was 15, and I still tear up once I hear the roar of the Dykes on Bikes.
The Dykes on Bikes.
Or when I see the 70, the roar from the street, it reverberates through your body and your soul, and you just know that something really exciting is about to happen. And then you see the 78ers come up, you know, the people who marched in the first Mardi Gras, who were still right up the front and still so engaged in their work championing for human rights for LGBTQIA+ people. There's nothing like it. And at Taylor Square with the big Progress Pride flag waving, it's a beautiful sight to take in.
Just one more message. Ben in Darlinghurst says, volunteered in 2024. It was life-changing. Jesse is right. There you go. Life-changing. That could be your next sort of theme for next year.
I'm writing it down. I definitely encourage people to sign up for the volunteer. You know, my husband actually signed up to run the Doggy Woods show. And it changed him. It, you know, he sort of understood why I wanted to be so involved. And you meet so many different people, friends for life, really. So, yeah, really encourage people to get out there. And if you want to volunteer, get in touch.
Jesse, great to chat with you. I'm looking forward to it. Catch you up there. Thanks for joining us.
Excellent. I'll see you on Oxford Street.
Definitely. Jesse Matheson, Interim CEO of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.